AI Briefing, Saturday, June 27, 2026. Welcome back to your daily AI briefing. Let's jump into what happened this week. First up, OpenAI dropped a bombshell on Friday. They unveiled the GPT 5.6 series with three models: Sol, Terra, and Luna. Sol is the flagship, record-breaking benchmark scores across the board. Terra is positioned as a balanced everyday work model, competitive with GPT 5.5, but at half the price. And Luna is the fast, budget option, starting at just $1 per million input tokens. Here's the twist, though. These models are only available to a limited preview group for now. The US government asked OpenAI to keep the release restricted, so they're starting with trusted partners before a wider rollout in the coming weeks. Interesting dynamic, the government is effectively controlling the release cadence of frontier AI. Meanwhile, OpenAI also updated GPT 5.5 Instant this week. It's now better at handling complex constraints, understanding user intent, and navigating multi-turn conversations. Think of it as more self-sufficient, less hand-holding needed. Over at Anthropic, they launched something called Claude Tag. It's a new Slack integration where Claude joins your workspace as a full member. You tag Claude in a channel and it can write code, merge pull requests, pull sales numbers, analyze data. Basically act like a team member. This is a significant step toward AI agents embedded directly in team workflows. No separate app to check, no context switching. Just at Claude and go. On the audio front, 11labs rolled out SynthID support. That's Google's invisible audio watermarking technology. It's now active for text-to-speech generations on free accounts. The goal is to make AI-generated audio identifiable, even when it's been compressed or re-encoded. It's a meaningful step for audio authenticity, especially as deepfake voice concerns keep growing. In legal news, nearly 400 local newspapers across the U.S. have banded together to sue OpenAI and Microsoft. They allege the companies scraped and ingested their copyrighted work without permission to train AI models. This joins the growing pile of copyright lawsuits from the New York Times, Ziff Davis, and others. The publishing industry is digging in for a long fight. And Meta is now the odd one out. They still haven't agreed to let the US government review their AI models. OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, Microsoft, and xAI have all signed on to voluntary government evaluations, but Meta's holding out. The White House is reportedly pressuring them to join. California also became the first state to launch a tool for monitoring AI's impact on the workforce. And in education news, more than half of Georgia teachers now report using AI to prepare for class. That's a massive adoption rate in just 2 years. That's your main briefing. Stay tuned for episode 2, where we cover small models, agent frameworks, and the open source side of things.